Showflate och välkommen till Social Media Know-How, the podcast with a self-explanatory name. How does a consumer brand relate to an employer brand? How do you bring a strong EVP to life? Why does every saga need a hero? To answer these questions and more, I've had a chat with Natalie Melin of King, and we'll listen to that in a minute. But first, I wanted to have a little chat with Sophie. Sophie Deering, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Jorgen.
Great. Now, if someone wants to brush up on their Instagram marketing skills, how can we help them?
We've got a great guide that's free to download from the Link Humans website. It's basically a step-by-step guide for your social media marketing on Instagram, from how to upload the photos to how to gain followers and much more.
Excellent. And yeah, because there's a lot more to Instagram than meets the eye. And I think they recently announced that they have 400 million active users on the platform.
It's so huge now, yeah, it's definitely growing.
Yeah, absolutely. And where can people download this guide?
The guide's available for download on the Link Humans website, so if you visit linkhumans.com and you can find it underneath the resources tab.
Excellent. Thank you very much for your time, Sophie.
Thanks, Jorgen.
Okay, let the saga begin. Okay, so I'm here at LinkedIn Talent Connect London 2015 with Natalie Melin of King.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm very good, thanks.
Och tjena tjena, which is saying Swedish. And you're the global employer brand specialist of King.
Yes.
And I've had a look at your Twitter bio and it says that you're into TV series and coriander.
Who does not love TV series?
Well, a lot of people don't like coriander. We'll talk more in a minute. Could you first start with telling us about King and your role there, please?
Yeah. So we are a games company. We create games for Facebook, mobile, and web. We've been around since 2003, but in the last 2 years, we've been in a hyper-growth phase. So we've literally been working hard on our EVP, employer brand strategy, in the last sort of 2 years.
And what are some of the challenges that you've faced? I'm thinking about... you had an IPO, was it last year, for instance, which perhaps didn't go according to plan. I heard from your presentation earlier today about your social media challenges. Can you talk about those, please?
Yeah, so I think the important thing here is we work really hard on our culture. We think this is important. This is what drives... this is how we move forward, and this is us, what we are. We're King. So when we look at the culture, you can see the values. We have one of our values being fast and fluid. So we trial a lot of things, see what works, and we will discard the ones that doesn't work and move forward with the ones that do work. So on social media, for instance, we have been struggling a little bit around the IPO when we had a quiet period around how much can we talk about because of the regulations and what you have to do and can't do around that. And we've also had a bit of a challenge in the beginning to find that perfect mix between our EVP is seriously playful. So we were a little bit too playful on social media, which could be okay on social, it's a social channel, but we still wanted to showcase how tech savvy we are. So that's something that we're focusing on now. How can we bring that in?
Okay, great. And the presentation today was about, started out with an EVP. So how did you establish a strong EVP, and what are the five core messages of that EVP?
So we put in a lot of research. We worked together with our creative agency, Pink Squid, and we put in hours and hours of research, working with everyone in the business. It wasn't just the leadership, although leadership and management is really important to get their support, but working with people who've been in the company for a very long time, developers, artists, finance, etc. Out of that, we looked at what was it that was unique with us. So how do we define ourselves as different to any other company, gaming company or tech company? And from that, we came up with our EVP and our communication concept, which is seriously playful.
Seriously playful. And what are the five core messages?
the five core messages. I actually wouldn't be able to kind of just give them up like that. They work as equalizers. We use them to tweak our message when we need to talk about who we are. So to a developer, we will talk a little bit differently in Bucharest to when we are in the US, for instance.
Okay, great. And I think the title of your presentation today was how really to bring this EVP to life.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the ways you do that?
So again, it's about aligning yourselves to the business strategy. So what are the importance priorities from the business right now? So when we started out and we were integrating this, it's all about recruitment. We were needing to recruit a huge amount of people. So to do that, we then looked at the employee lifecycle to keep that as a sort of a frame to look at where were the biggest processes and touch points. What did we have to do to hit the most amount of people internally as well as externally? But we also focus on the culture. So you can trust your employees or you can put in regulations and policies. And we choose the first one. We trust our employees. So we focus on how do we bring the culture to life, the EVP to life, and enable our employees to do the right thing.
Great. And you touched on this a little bit earlier. How is it to promote, to communicate an employer brand or even a corporate brand when you're consumer brand is so strong? What are the differences?
So we're one king. We are our games. It's our people who created all of these games. But what we didn't have when we started out this was the connection. So back 2 years ago or so, when you opened up one of our games, you didn't see the King logo anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So you saw only the game's logo. So that was actually an easy start to make sure that when you're opening up the game, there is a connection to the King brand. And that was one of the first things that we did.
What are some of the biggest games that people would have played from King?
From King?
I don't play them.
You don't? <No. laughs> Candy Crush Saga is one of the ones that everyone will know. But people don't know is that we have over 200 games that we've developed. So it would have been Farm Hero Saga, the sister title to Candy Crush, which is called Candy Crush Soda Saga. We also have one of our most recent releases, which is Paradise Bay, which is a resource management game.
Interesting. And when people play these games, do you ever target them for jobs? So would a gamer ever be targeted to say, do you want to work for the company that made this game?
Yes, we looked at that. It doesn't always translate that way, obviously, that the people playing our games will be the ones working for us. But we do constantly look at how are we going to utilize this. And right now, probably can't talk too much about the details, but we're looking at a new way of targeting our huge network and how to bring information about our career opportunities to them.
Yeah, I think you mentioned earlier, how big is the network? It's hundreds of millions of people?
Yeah, 340 million monthly average users in the last quarter. That's almost as big as the US and Canada's population combined.
Nice.
So it's huge.
Yeah, yeah. And in terms of recruiting and attracting talent, what are the most important channels for you?
LinkedIn is key. And I don't say that just because we're here at the LinkedIn conference. It is actually a really big one. But referrals is also really important. Again, it goes back to our employees are so important. They are ambassadors. We're lucky that when we look at our social media channels, we see all of our employees being very active without being asked for it. So you can see them carrying our brand out, but also actively recruiting for us.
Okay. And you mentioned something about there's this new career site.
Yeah.
And you have, 56,000 applicants to that site last year?
Yeah.
So is that the number one source of applications?
I guess everyone has to go through there, regardless if they're coming in through as a referral or we're headhunting someone or they're applying to us. It's our main window. I don't know about you, but if you ever being contacted for a job or looking for a job, even if you're not applying through the career site, you will definitely go there and do the research, right? As well as you will look at the company section of that company. So it was really important for us to do a little bit of a cleanup when we started with this, because we had so many different microsites and they weren't connected. They were maybe a little bit out of date when it came to the brands, and they weren't really working for us. So we had to do a cleanup operation where we closed down a lot of websites and we moved everything into one, but still leaving room to showcase the local adaptations. So that was important.
Okay, great. And what's been the return on investment of this program?
So we went live with the complete, we've done it in two phases. So we went live with a website last year, which was just before, just after we created our EVP. Just something that would get us to an okay stage. And then the big website came live in February this year. What we've seen since then is growth in terms of traffic, but also really important stuff, not the fun and sexy stuff, like the SEO and the mobile optimization is now working, which maybe it wasn't properly in everywhere before that.
Okay. And also you won some awards, haven't you?
Yes. So we won Best Employer Brand by the RADS and CIPD this year. We also won Best Use of Copywriting for our Life at King booklet, which is kind of like our handbook at King.
Yeah, and that was by the CIPD as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And was that in the UK or was it in Sweden?
So the awards are...
must be the UK, CIPD.
They're British awards, yeah. But we obviously use those globally.
Okay, great. And what lessons can you share with us that other companies can learn from? So perhaps some mistakes.
We did win Sweden's Best Employer the last 2 years in a row, actually. And great place to work. We've been in top spots across Europe as well. So the CIPD and the RADS are obviously British awards, but we've been lucky in other areas as well.
And the other, I think that was by Universum, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, so lessons for other companies.
Yes.
So mistakes that perhaps you made on the journey that others should avoid.
Do the prep work properly first. Get everyone on board. Get them to understand what an EVP is, what it will do for you as a company. I think that's key. And sometimes you want to rush through that because you want to get into the research and integration stage. But it's really important getting that right because it will help you later down the line. The other thing as well is the communicating a quick win pretty early on when you're starting to integrate it and launching your EVP, because people are impatient and they want to see something happening quickly. We were lucky that we won Swedish Best Employer, which was one of the first awards that we won after this. And that obviously helped us to be able to carry on this.
Yeah, okay, so good to celebrate the milestones.
Exactly.
Yeah. What companies in...
And it's not just us, employer branding, it's everyone who needs to celebrate that, because it's...
Sure.
We're helping to enable this, but it's not us doing all the work.
No, and... I think someone said earlier today, the guy from Unilever, that everybody kind of owns employer branding anyway.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
Whereas you're probably
like
you're
culture.
Still,
yeah. Otherwise, they're just empty value words on the walls, and people will not like them. They will probably use them and throw them out as frisbees.
Yeah.
The signs, that is, not the words.
What companies inspire you in terms of employer branding and social recruiting and so on, and why?
Oh, I got this question quite recently, and I didn't really have a great answer. But I think there are parts of different organizations that I like. I think IKEA has focused a lot on culture, which I think is the right thing to do, so I look up to them for that. I think General Electric has been brilliant when it comes to marketing side, not as well known on their employer branding side, but on the marketing side, I think they've been really good. So I find bits and pieces from different companies, and I put them together because I like things that they do on different platforms.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's the next big thing in employer branding, and what's the next big thing for King?
Coming closer together, brand, PR, marketing, and employer brand needs to come closer together. And I think that's the big thing. If you can get that right, you will do so much better as a company. And we need to start remembering this is one story. It's one company that we're telling the world. Any candidate of today will be interested in knowing about the stuff that we're putting out to our investors, the stuff that we're putting out to our players.
Sure. Yeah.
They're not just going to be interested in the stuff that will be on the career site. So that's important, and we need to start working better and more closely together.
Yeah, because I even find that highly, well-informed candidates, they will look at annual reports and look at how's the company faring, not just what does it say on a career page.
Absolutely. And I think marketing and PR, they are starting to understand that as well, because players and consumers today, they want to know that the company is a responsible corporate citizen.
Sure.
They want to understand what they're like to their employees. So it does help both ways. It's not just a one-way street.
Yeah, great. Now, looking at your LinkedIn profile, finally, your headline says, "Every saga needs a hero."
Yes.
Care to explain?
So that's our tagline for diversity and inclusion. This was an area where we hadn't been strategic before. We'd done a lot of things, but we hadn't been so strategic. And it was also funny that we didn't need to be that strategic because it's so much ingrained in our culture. But we started to feel that we needed to put words on it. And this just really fit within our EVP, within our culture. So that's what we use, and we've built on that now for a year. So most recently, we just redid our job posting guidelines. So that's a guideline that our hiring managers and recruiters will use when they're putting together new job adverts, where we have a checklist to look at making sure that you remove any unconscious bias or any kind of words that is more targeted to maybe the male population. And if we want to look at, we can maybe want to bring in more diverse workforce, what is it that we do and what words do we use to appeal to a larger audience.
Great. And it also ties into your games, I guess.
Yeah.
The saga.
Exactly. Yeah. Should have said that.
And also, I wanted to ask you about TV series, because I'm Swedish and I live here in the UK, and we're very fortunate that we get series like Beck, Arnedal and The Bridge on Netflix and BBC. Yeah. What can you recommend our listeners to view? A Scandinavian TV series.
Oh God, I'm very proud of Sweden and all the great work we do, but I must admit that I'm more looking at more American British TV. So maybe we should leave that out.
Well, okay, well, recommend. What are you watching at the moment?
Solsidan. Which is a Swedish one, which I actually started looking at only a couple of weeks ago. But it's nice. It's funny.
It's a sitcom, isn't it?
Yeah.
Great. And how can we learn more about King and your employer branding work, and how can our listeners connect with yourself?
Yeah, well, I'd say connect Twitter, LinkedIn, that always works. We have a hashtag, Life at King, if you want to look at some of the stuff that our employees are putting out there.
Good.
But then also go to our job site, which is jobs.king.com.
Thank you very much, Natalie, for your time.
Thank you.
Right, so do you play any of King's games? My mother is actually a very big fan, along with another 300 million people, I suppose. The trick is, of course, to stay away from the in-app purchases, but that's easier said than done. Let us know what games, whether they're King or not, you are addicted to on the hashtag SMKnowHow, or just tweet us at LinkHumans. That's it. This is Jorgen signing up from Link. Signing up? I keep saying signing up. I'm signing off from Link Humans Towers. Catch you next time.